I want to go back just a moment to this wonderful line in what Peter Brown read for us this morning about the potter in the potter's shed. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. If you look at this building from the outside, even if you've never been inside, you probably form pretty quickly an idea about what kind of place this is. It is a church-shaped building. It has a steeple, and it has these differently shaped windows and a steeply sloped roof. It's bigger than a house, and it doesn't seem to be a bank or a grocery store. There's no Starbucks sign on it. So it's probably a church. Our building is an intentional signature. The people who came before us, the people who paid for this place and designed the building, they had that in mind. They had come together and started to meet in a Masonic hall, which was a fine building on its own terms, but not really that much different from all the other commercial blocks in town. They didn't want people driving by this place mistaking it for a library or a school or a market. They didn't even want a place that would maybe be mistaken for a congregational New England meeting house with its clear glass windows and brick walls, or a theater, or even another Masonic hall. So we have this very beautiful Gothic building, a beautiful, small, quintessentially churchy building. Except that, of course, it isn't only a church. It's a nursery school. It's a community meeting space. It's a rehearsal space, not just for our choir finally back in their pews, but for the occasional orchestra that comes to us needing space. And the building itself is more than just a building. It is the home of a community of people, us. It is a shelter for people in trouble, a refuge for people who are grieving. It's a place where the joyful experiences of life and love are given protection. It is a school of tolerance, a house of mercy, and a gathering of generations, a storehouse of memory. We think that we know what this place is by just looking at it from outside. And even those of us who know the place well, because we come here every Sunday morning, we think we know what it is and what it does and what it stands for and what happens here and what does not happen here. If we were a bank or a market or a Starbucks, it would be perfectly sane for us to have that kind of certainty about the place. Because places like banks and markets and cafes have a kind of single, one-dimensional purpose. They have lots of different products, and they take lots of different forms, but they have one fundamental orienting purpose: sell coffee. This place is different. We have coffee, but we do not report to shareholders, and we do not have a business plan or a profit objective. We report to God. And that means that for all this beautiful building, for all the history that we have here, for all the people driving by, and sure that what goes on in here when they see this place must be churchy, there is someone that we answer to who gets to say what the purpose of the place really is. So all that we do, the community building and the help we try to give to folks who need it, and the fact that we try to give kids a set of tools for building a life, and the visits we make to each other when someone is sick or in the hospital, all of that we do because it is part of what God, the God we answer to, wants us to do. We know those things because of the text we have at the very center of our life together, the Bible. And we know those things because the better we get at doing them, the more value, the more depth, the more joy we find in being together here. All good, but there's a catch. Because at any moment, the God whom we serve might come up with a different idea. The potter who has made this clay, who has shaped us into the community that we are, might decide that there is something else that needs to be done, something more pressing than what we thought we were supposed to do. And when that happens, well, then we have to stretch and reshape ourselves to what God wants done. That is how cathedral basements get turned into soup kitchens. That is how church rooms get converted into food pantries. It is how the parish hall of All Saints Church in Ashmont got changed into the first few classrooms of the Epiphany School years ago, which is now in its own building in Dorchester. We are, all of us, clay in a potter's hand. We like to think of the form we have been given as a thing of beauty, and indeed it is. But when the potter has a different need, when the water pot is more necessary than the flower vase, or when a bowl will help feed more people than a chalice, then we will be changed by the hands that formed us in the first place. The last time St. John's Church had someone among us with the title of rector was more than 6 years ago. And ever since that time, we have said to ourselves that if we only could just get ourselves back into a place with a settled minister, things would be different. We'd be more stable, or we'd grow, or good things would happen. Well, I hope that in the last 6 years, we have at least learned that rectors don't actually make those things happen. Rectors are not the thing that make the church work. All of us together do that. And over these past 6 years, we have all of us learned how to do it more and more fully. But one thing is for sure, things are going to be different. We are not settling down. We are speeding up. We are not sitting still. We are reaching out to do more, notwithstanding our beautiful building. We are not hard and unyielding stone. We are clay in the potter's hand. And in this moment, we are going to be reshaped and remade into whatever vessel seems good and purposeful to God. We are going to be doing more to serve those in need in Newton. And we're going to be doing it in deeper partnership with other parishes around us. We are going to find people among us who feel called to exploring the pastoral ministry. And through them, we're going to strengthen our capacity to care for everyone who is a part of this parish. We're going to be saying more to the world outside this building about what goes on inside this community, mostly through the growing ministry of Kate McKee Dunar. And we're going to be part of an ongoing study of what makes small churches work and thrive and flourish, a process that began back in May. So when the prophet Jeremiah likens us to clay in the potter's hand, He is offering us a gentle reminder about what it means to be clay. It is not for the clay to fall too much in love with the beauty of the pot that it becomes. Because it may be that the potter has a different idea in mind, after all. We are here because we love this place, and we love these people. And at least an hour a week, we want to spend more time with them and thank God for each other. But God may have other things in mind for us to do as well. Indeed, I am sure that that is true. God has built this place. God has not finished building it. We are being built anew, shaped anew, recast anew. New occasions teach new duties, as the old saying goes. And by the grace of God, we are being prepared to meet them. So, let us begin. Amen.